Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of March 17th, 2008.
Yep.
We're off to a great start. It's St. Patrick's Day.
It is St. Patrick's
Day. That's why I'm drinking my green tea.
Oh!
Yes. I hope they don't catch me at a checkpoint.
Yeah.
That's my Woody banner. That's all I got.
Okay. You want to do a rundown?
Yeah. Yes, I do, because we're starting with news first. And we have MPDs, apparently. When did they come out?
I don't know. A few days ago.
I don't remember. Usually, it's like a big deal for me.
Mike, you've been living in a void this week.
I guess. I mean, I know I played a lot of Smash Brothers, but...
You were also under the knife.
Yeah, I was also... had surgery on my butt, but I don't... Well, whatever.
Actually, might have been that day. I don't know.
Then
what?
They were going to do the best ever, which you're going to come up with the topic for this week.
Oh, boy. I'll start thinking now.
Yeah, start thinking about that. See, I always like to surprise you with the best ever. There's a big surprise.
Yeah, I'm surprised, all right.
Then we're going to talk about the games we've been playing this week. We're going to go into the downloadable game releases, the weekly game releases. Then we're going to talk about the 411 on 411. Talk about some articles on 411mania.com. And that will be the whole podcast.
That was exciting.
I feel a little subdued today.
You seem it.
I don't know.
You're really off the ball.
What do you mean? Are you saying I'm doing a bad
job? You didn't
have
that all open for me. If you're going to sit in the chair, you got to work the computer.
You're the one who's referencing things that people can't even see. You didn't have that on.
Yeah,
what do you mean that? People don't even know what you're talking
the
about.
The news, which starts with NPD numbers.
So you try to segue away from me complaining about how much you suck. NPDs. Well, it looks like everything is up this week.
Yes.
The DS is up 134%.
Yeah.
What's so different about February? Are we just far away enough from the Christmas season that people feel comfortable buying consoles again or something?
Really? I don't understand. Like, nothing came out.
Something came out.
In February?
Oh, this is Feb. Right. Well, Devil May Cry 4 came out, but that wouldn't explain.
Yeah.
I don't think people care that. Well, they care a little bit. It was the second best-selling game on the 360.
Yeah, well, now, you're getting ahead of yourself. But
okay, fine. Let's
run down the hardware numbers. The DS won with 587.6 thousand. The Wii with 432,000.
That's up 58%.
Which, combined with all their platforms, Nintendo sold 1 million units of hardware in the month of February. So
they're nice.
Very happy. The PS2 is in third with 351.8 thousand. The PS3 narrowly defeating the Xbox 360, 280.8 thousand compared to 360's 254.6 thousand, and the PSP with 243.1 thousand.
It seems like PS3 and 360 sales have been pretty equal lately. The only problem is 360 still has that year head start,
mm-hmm.
and that whole year where they were beating them too.
And these aren't like these are going to be the margins. Sony needs a much bigger lead to catch up than, you know. What is it, like 60,000 units? No, 30,000.
Right.
They need to do a lot more business than that if they're going to catch up.
And PSP's on the bottom of the barrel, barely 243,100 units.
They have that God of War bundle PSP. That doesn't come out till June. Why wasn't that ready in time for when the game came out?
I don't know. Seems like a missed opportunity. They had that Darth Vader Star Wars one all ready to go.
So then we got the software numbers.
Call of Duty 4 is still doing very well.
Yeah, it's still number one on the 360, and then we mentioned Devil May Cry 4 on the Xbox 360. We Play with Remote,
yeah.
Devil May Cry 4 for the PS3, Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii, Mario and Sonic in the Olympic Games for the DS, somewhat surprisingly, Lost Odyssey.
Lost Odyssey.
200,000 units.
Cracked the top 10.
And then Turok's up on that list, too.
I wonder if that's good for Turok. I mean... It's an FPS. On the 360, it's bound to do some money.
Yeah.
No, wait. Have you played Lost Odyssey lately? No.
Yeah, for the same reason you haven't played much else.
Well, you need to get back to it.
I know. I also keep leaving.
You've had your fun.
Take it. Anyway, number 9 is Guitar Hero 3 on the PS2, and then number 10 is Rock Band on the 360.
I mean, I just feel like playing Lost Odyssey. I don't know. No, I can't play it yet.
I gave you the first disc.
Oh, that's true. I have that. So, Devil May Cry 4 sold better on the 360 than the PS3.
Well, it's a question of install bases. The thing is, it's a difference of 295,000 units on 360 versus 233 on the PS3, but you got to look at the percentages. As far as, like, for the number of systems out there, it had a higher sell ratio on the PS3.
Okay.
And I wonder how much that has to do with the fact that, I mean, really, Devil May Cry has always been a kind of PlayStation series.
I'm kind of surprised that combined that series can move 500,000 units.
Like I said, nothing else really came out, though, this month. And it had, I mean, the commercials look great for the game. It's probably pretty easy to sell.
I'm not saying anything about, I guess. It seems pretty, it's one of those Japanese games that disguised as a Western game, if that
makes any sense. That's very true. That is very true. That's a really good way of putting it, actually.
Wasn't there some rumor how Capcom didn't, maybe it was just Devil May Cry or just other games, how they wanted to keep some things PlayStation exclusive from now on?
I remember hearing something about that.
Yeah, something like that. I wondered if when these numbers came out, they would really still think that. And I was kind of thinking there might be a larger margin than this, so I don't know. They might still be comfortable doing whatever they want to do.
Well, I think the most telling thing, really, is whenever, anytime, there's a cross-platform game, the 360 version is always consistently selling better. It's not even close. Well, except, okay, it was close to Devil May Cry, but usually, like, I mean, that's why Rock Band's still on the list for 360. The PS2 or PS3 one's not there. Call of Duty 4 is number one of the 360. PS3 version is non-existent on this list. It's always the case.
Let's see how Grand Theft Auto 4 does.
Yeah, that'll be telling.
That'll be interesting.
Because that is a Sony property. Yeah, but, I mean, it's come to the Xbox
right.
A year later. I mean, people bought PS2s to play Grand Theft Auto. And I'll be curious to see. I wonder, too, how strongly Microsoft will emphasize the downloadable content that's going to be exclusive to the 360. A lot of people actually think, in light of the price drops in Europe, that they're saving a similar price drop for about the same time GTA 4 comes out in April.
Makes sense. Did you see how somebody posted a video about that claimed to be the opening for Grand Theft Auto 4?
I saw the headline. I didn't watch it because, honestly, I don't want to see it.
If it's, yeah, well, there's actually nothing to it. It's not spoilers.
Or anything. Oh, really?
Okay. It's just like it's not like the start the game opening. It's like the opening screen. Like,
oh, before all, like it comes up and says press start.
It's all very artsy. Like, you're on a ferry and you go by the Statue of Liberty. And it's all kind of like black outline, very sketchy looking.
I still like the first trailer they showed for the game was the best one because it kind of broke that mold of GTA trailers where, you know, now all the new ones is where it's like the pop songs playing, you've got a bunch of explosions and people running around. The first one was kind of cool and cinematic and seemed like they were going to be doing something really different.
I am still a little worried that this game is still going to be too Grand Theft Auto-y, if that makes any sense.
Well, it is Grand Theft Auto.
No, I mean, like, but I'm worried that
worried that we're going to get, like, a jack-of-all-trades game. It has everything in it, but, like, the shooting's not especially good. The driving's a little loose and like that.
No, I just mean, no. This is going to be very different, kind of. I know shooting's going to be better, but am I still going to, you know, be accepting missions? I mean, I guess I shouldn't bag on the game for being what it is.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, it just seems like, I don't know, like, we were kind of expecting a lot from this game.
Well, all the pre-press I've seen on it has been extremely positive, so I'm being optimistic because, quite frankly, GTA 3, like, they were fun for an hour for me, and then I just got bored.
Yes,
yeah. The missions didn't do anything for me. I found them too frustrating, too repetitive, and not that deep. It was just fun to every so often turn on the game, just drive around the city and screw around.
I'd, like, play into them for, like, I play into all of them, like, a fair bit, and then I just get to some mission I can't be, and then I just stop and move on. Because I'm not that invested that I'm going to kill myself.
I know one of the things that the fourth one's doing that's for that complaint of yours is after you die in a mission, you can actually take a taxi that'll take you right back to the mission. You can actually pick up where you left off. But if there is stuff you have to repeat, they have multiple iterations of the cinematics even, so it's not the exact same thing
every
time. Yeah,
I guess, I mean, that's better. But even still, like, I understand, like, oh, we have to kind of keep it real. You have to go to the hospital. But I almost wish it was just, like, you died, push retry.
Right.
You know, I mean, I understand we want to, you know, keep things believable. I don't know about believable, but in context.
Yeah.
Wasn't the taxis in the other one, though? You could take the taxi in San Andreas. And I think it took you back to, like, where you accepted the mission. Or at least
I don't know. I don't know exactly. I mean, we haven't played it. We'll find out in a month.
It's only a month it comes out?
Yeah, April 25th.
Oh.
Pre-order now.
Okay.
Get your gym bag for $90.
What are you talking about?
Limited edition for $90 comes with a Liberty City
a
duffel
bag. Like, who's going into the gym when they buy Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Second. So going down with the rest of the news. First, Square Enix made a promise to shorten localization delays in an interview with Japanese site Nikkei. I guess that's how you say it. Because, you know, you have, like, the situation, like, what was it, Final Fantasy XII came out in Europe, like, a year later?
Yeah.
Basically, they just want to stop that.
I was about to say, is this more of a Europe thing or Japan to U.S. localization?
I think it's everything.
Okay.
They want to do worldwide launches, which they kind of initiate. What's that game they're doing now, the one that uses the UE3 engine?
Oh, The Last Remnant?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, that's kind of the start
is
of that,
it?
I guess.
I don't know. I'll be very surprised the day we ever see
Final
Fantasy worldwide launch.
Everybody on the internet saying, taking a we'll believe it when we see it stance.
I mean, it's usually, for those games, like a year later, at least 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know it was six.
Well, I think part
like
of this, too, is that I think for as long as Final Fantasy 13's taking to make, they can't afford to have it, like, languishing. Like, they need to get it out everywhere as quick as they can, you know?
You know, people say Final Fantasy 13 is taking a long time to make, and it is, but, I mean, this is about as long as a Final Fantasy usually takes.
The problem I think people have is we've seen nothing of the game itself. Well, we've seen a couple nice CGs,
Square
and that's
Enix
it.
Has a big problem with showing games too early.
Yeah.
Because they want to get people excited. I mean, I remember they first announced Kingdom Hearts 2, like, 2 years before they even showed anything else. They just showed, like, a sketch.
Right.
And that's just the way they work. I'm still not expecting that game this year.
Oh, no. No way. So this is ironic, I guess. Gibson Guitar is suing Activision. Gibson says, this is a quote from the press release they sent out. Gibson said the games, referring to Guitar Hero, in which players press buttons on a guitar-shaped controller in time with notes on a TV screen, violates a 1999 patent for technology to simulate a musical performance. You'd think they would have said something when they agreed to be the licensees for Guitar Hero 1. Like, it took them this long to go, like, wait a second, we thought of this already.
I read some speculation that, I guess, 1999 is shortly after Guitar Freaks came out.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that maybe they saw Guitar Freaks and said, hey, is there a patent for that? And saw that there wasn't, and then they patented it and just kind of waited.
Huh. Jerks.
Well, you know. We'll
you think they would have worked this out? I mean, because the two companies are partnered together. They're the ones who are the licensees for Guitar Hero. And, I mean, if this causes bad blood, that'll really screw things up for the future of that series. Because, I mean, Fender's already with Rock Band. I don't know if they'd go both ways.
They might go both ways. They'll find other guitar. What if they're not even real guitars? Who cares?
Yeah, that's true. It's not like when I hold the Gibson Explorer on my Xbox 360. It's like the real thing.
Yeah, no one will care. Mario Kart.
Yes, Mario Kart Wii is confirmed April 27th.
Okay, see that they got rid of snaking?
Yes.
That's a little disappointing, I think.
I don't know.
Snaking, for those who don't know, it's that drifting system in the Mario Kart. Since Mario 64, where you kind of go into a drift, and then you kind of go left, right, and then you get the blue sparks.
I got good
sparks.
At it after a while.
Yeah, I'm very good at it, I'll have you know. So, wait, are you happy it's gone?
No, I don't. I'm kind of indifferent. I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent to the whole game. I just feel like...
I am too, a little.
I feel like I'm just playing Mario Kart for so long, and I really don't see how you can get any better than the DS one.
And Double Dash. Double Dash and the DS were good. This one seems like
a step
down.
Feels like, yeah, like there's motorcycles and tricks, but that seems pretty superficial.
I bet it will be the best-selling one since...
Yeah,
for a
you
while,
think?
Though.
I heard
well,
that.
I saw the one. The one track looked cool. It was like Wario's something. I forget. Uh-huh. It was a cool-looking track, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
The tracks are a lot wider. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I heard that steering wheel's garbage.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to use it.
Being in the Wii Zapper, I wasn't too impressed with either.
Using just the Wiimote to play Smash Brothers is garbage, too.
Actually, it's not as... It's bad, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
You can do certain things, but you can't... Pushing that A button for your shield is horrible.
No, the B button on the back is the shield.
Okay, that's pretty bad. The A button's something.
It's I think it's just the throw button.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Well, I use shield grabbing.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's something else there.
You lose all your taunts. You only have one. No, that's what the A button. No, select is taunt.
Holding down select and then direction. Or holding down sub button and then direction does
right.
taunt. Maybe it's A. Okay.
It just wasn't as bad.
Use a GameCube controller. You have plenty, probably.
Yes.
Okay, go
where
ahead.
Were we? Okay.
Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright is coming to the PC as an episodic
game.
Did
we talk about this last week? A little bit.
I think you and I just talked about it because it was marked as a news story for March 12th, so I'm assuming we didn't on the show.
Because you were Yeah, because you thought this was going
to
be like...
Yeah, well, I'll get to it. This is Japan only, we should note, but the original Japanese Game Boy games did have English as an option, so hopefully that'll be the case in these. I don't know if you'll be able to buy them
properly. I think the original Japanese, the DS re-releases had English.
Oh, okay. Well, the first episode of each of the GBA titles, 1, 2, and 3, the first episode of each one will be free.
Which are, in those first titles, I should say, are basically tutorials and
right.
kind of introductions to characters, basically.
So after that, each individual episode will cost $1. This is after converting everything from the yen. So to get every single episode...
Wait a second.
...ends up costing about $20.
$20? That's... Wait, no. Because there's four... Okay, one. Not counting the first cases, there's three in the first one, assuming it doesn't have that special DS case.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
I don't know.
Okay. Then there'd be four more in the second one, and then... It's got to be $11 at most.
No, I think they broke... The episodes are broken. You're thinking the chapters.
Oh, I get you.
I think the episode breaks different.
Right. Episodes.
Now, what was confusing is various people reported on this, and I think one of the sites, they just said... You can get all the episodes, and like the way it was worded, they were trying to say all the episodes will cost you $20, but it sounded like it was saying each episode was $20. And I was like, geez, that's expensive. No,
it's actually quite cheap.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool deal.
I would still suggest that you play these games on the go.
Yes. But if you haven't tried them out and you can't, I mean, especially the first two are kind of hard to find now, too, so.
Right. Is this actually even news? BioShock 2 confirmed?
Yeah.
I thought we knew about that.
No, I mean, like...
I mean, it's been assumed.
Well, yeah, now it's for reals. Being developed...
Like, how for reals? I want to see something.
Being developed...
Do we even have a logo?
It's just started.
It's not for real unless we have a logo. I'm just saying,
It's being developed at 2K
Marin. Of course
it's
being developed.
Yeah, we have details. Well, you should shut up.
They said it was going to be developed at 2K Marin. That's why they, like, split off or whatever, right?
No, they just split off.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
These are the guys who broke off from Irrational, which became 2K Boston, the original creators of BioShock. But they worked on BioShock before they split. And so they're going to be doing BioShock 2. Ken Levine will be involved in some capacity. I mean, yeah, we don't have screenshots or anything, but I mean, it is for reals.
It's just not that exciting. Go ahead.
Whatever. So if you want to play Street Fighter 2 HD, whatever the weird suffix is to it, you could get into the beta, which will be bundled with the upcoming Xbox Live Arcade game, Wolf of the Battlefield Commando 3.
I never heard of that game.
Me neither. But if you get that game, which is 800 Microsoft points, $10, you'll get a beta code to shortly thereafter join in the Street Fighter 2 beta.
Okay.
I guess it's sometime this summer.
Wait, what's this? I don't hear this.
What?
The Unreal Engine 4?
You gotta stop getting ahead of me. Well, yes, Unreal Engine 4.
I don't have anything to say about... Street Fighter 2 HD.
Okay.
It's Street Fighter 2, for Christ's sake.
Well, Tim Sweeney had this to say. There's a long life ahead for Unreal Engine 3. Version 4 will exclusively target the next console generation. Microsoft's successor for the Xbox 360, Sony's successor for the PlayStation 3. And if Nintendo ships a machine with similar hardware specs, then that also. PCs will follow after that.
He's just saying what we all know. PCs have taken a back seat.
Right. Well, like, I mean, especially Epic, they've lately more and more, they've been more becoming a console company, which is weird because they've been so classically a PC company.
Right. Well, there's a lot more money in consoles now.
True. So last week we talked about how Microsoft said they were in talks with the Blu-ray Consortium, and a lot of people took that to mean Blu-ray coming to the Xbox. But the thing is, while Microsoft was in talks, the Xbox division was not. So basically, it was just them saying, I mean, yeah, we're going to like support Blu-ray and Vista, but they have absolutely no plans for Blu-ray Drive for 360, recommending instead that you visit the video marketplace if you want your high-def movies.
Oh, yeah, okay. Microsoft gives Capcom break on size limits?
Yeah, so we've all heard, originally they were talking about Bionic Commando Rearm, the kind of 3D remake of the original Bionic Commando. They were saying how the 360 version would have lower res textures because of the 150 megabyte size limit cap. They also talked about how they were having a really hard time getting the 1080p artwork for Street Fighter 2 HD to fit in that cap. Well, Microsoft has made exceptions for both games, allowing them to go above the cap. So, that's good.
All right. They've broken the size limit before, haven't they?
Yeah.
Didn't Castlevania break it?
I believe that did. And there was another one. I think it was another Capcom game.
Everyone was always upset about that size limit, but you know, it's never
said. It's so irrelevant. They really need to get over that. That's holding them back so much, I think.
Why is it holding them back? They're always making exceptions.
But they're not always making them. I think a lot of people go into making these games assuming, I mean, Capcom, yes, they can get the exception.
Okay, right.
Can a garage team say, hey, we really want to make a 270 megabyte arcade game? Microsoft's going to be like, no, it has to be 150. So, okay.
Point taken.
Here's another reason why the lack of hard drive in the Xbox is dumb. So we talked about how you can only play Burnout Online because you need the downloadable content to store somewhere. But the good news is all that downloadable content will be free. Downloadable islands are coming to Burnout Paradise, and they will be 100% free to download.
Wait, what's the bad part about this again?
You can't play online multiplayer with a core in Burnout because
everybody
needs... I'm just saying it. In general, I think Microsoft's really stupid for not just getting rid of the core and having everybody having a hard drive.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
It's still... bothers me. Whatever.
Free DLC. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah, there'll be just islands connected with bridges, and there'll be more, and it's all free. So, huzzah!
Good. Good. Is this on the eastern part?
I would assume that's where water is.
Yes. Yes.
So they are repackaging Lost Planet's Extreme Condition as the Colonies Edition. It'll be $30. It includes a couple new online multiplayer game modes, including one really cool-sounding one where someone actually plays as one of those giant acrid bugs. Like, and they can, like, tunnel in the ground and come up and everything, and everyone's trying to get you.
Right.
It will not, however, be compatible with the original version of Lost Planet, which I think will cause some confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, the game modes that are the same, you can't play them with the people of the old game. Everyone will, in theory, have to rebuy the game if they want to keep playing online. But they are adding, this is coming out, the Colonies Edition for 360 and PC, and they'll have cross-platform play with Xbox 360 and Vista.
We haven't really seen that in a while, have we?
Well, Universe at War just came out. That has it.
Okay. Is that good? Isn't that the Sega RTS?
Yeah.
Oh.
People seem to think it's okay. Mm-hmm. I played the demo on the PC and enjoyed myself mildly.
You know, I suck at that genre.
I do, too. I want to be good at it. I'm bad at them. I
lose even you. Except for that one time we played that Star Wars one. That was the Age of Empires 2.
Yeah.
That game was awesome.
Galactic Battlegrounds?
I don't know. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Galactic Battlegrounds may have been that 3D one.
No, that was Force Commander.
Wait, was that the bad...
The good 3D one
was...
There's
two 3D ones. The one before this one and one after.
What was the good 3D one?
Recently. I don't know.
Whatever.
It was Galaxy something. Galactic. Okay.
Yeah.
EA.
So EA made very public their attempt to buy Take-Two, and Take-Two said no thank you. So now they are beginning the stages of a hostile takeover bid, where they are going straight to the shareholders and offering them all $26 for their shares. The stock used to be somewhere in the teens, but after the announcement was made, it kind of jumped up to $24 per share. But that's probably temporary. Take-Two is advising all of their shareholders to not take this offer, because let's face it, once Grand Theft Auto comes out, their stock's going to go up even more. And that's probably why EA is trying to get this over with, because they know the price is going to go up after GTA comes out.
EA really wants Take-Two.
Yeah, they really... Well, you know why.
Sports?
Exactly.
All right.
They do that, and they have literally no competition except, like...
Well, aren't they making enough money off of sports?
Apparently not.
Guess not. All right. Good luck with that world domination thing, EA.
Yeah. And lastly... Super Smash Bros. Brawl has sold 1.4 million units in its first week of sale in North America.
Now, this makes it the fastest-selling Nintendo game ever.
Fastest-selling NOA game. Nintendo of America game.
Okay, well, so Nintendo game in America.
Yes, yes. 874,000 of those, so over half, were on the day of release, March 9th.
Well, so, impressive.
Yeah, they're selling some games.
It's already a Nintendo choice. Don't let them play your choice. Don't they have to bring the price down $20?
Well, did Melee ever come down in price?
It came down in price, but they never put it to the greatest hits thing.
Right.
They kept that baby in the original package, $30 price tag. No, if you go to Best Buy, the only GameCube game you could still buy, maybe it's gone finally, was Melee. For a long time. And I mean, that's sad. That game was there, like, on the launch window. Not on launch day, but... December 3rd of 2001.
Right. So it should have been cheaper.
I know the exact date.
Well done.
Yes. That's a lot of units, though.
Yeah, it is. It's very impressive.
I wonder, what's the percentage for the install base of the Wii, though?
How many Wiis are there? Like 10 million?
Okay. They can... And when you think about that, it's almost kind of weird, actually, that only a tenth of the people who have Wiis bought this game. Because you used to think, like, anyone who had a Nintendo would buy this game. But now we have all these kind of people who like Wii Sports and Wii Play.
Right. Like, my girlfriend just got a Wii. And, like, she actually wants Mario Galaxy, but I can't see her.
She thinks she wants Brawl. It. No, she does. Can't even see her playing Mario Galaxy, though.
Her and I play it.
I've seen some people try to play Mario Galaxy who had no business playing Mario Galaxy.
This is true.
It's not pretty. Cause, and like, I think about it, like, you know, it's kind of weird. It's like E for everyone, Mario, but it's kind of, you know, it's kind of complex. All those acrobatic moves you do, all those buttons.
Well, the E, the rating is
I'm not,
for content.
You know, I know, but you know, you get what I'm saying.
No, I know what you
Mario
mean.
Mario is for everyone. I don't mean in content.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, that game gets damn hard. Right. But, I mean, I think it's still approachable enough that people can play and have fun.
Not the person I saw play it. Name will not be said.
Okay, I'll ask you later.
That was miserable. She like it was the beginning of the game where you're in the Mushroom Kingdom, and
oh, I know who you're talking about.
On the horizon, you're on one road. Listen, you're on one road, and off in the horizon is the castle. What the hell do you think you're supposed to do? I mean. There's one road, you're on the one end of it, and at the end of the other road, you see the end of it is the castle. And like you all she wanted to do was talk to all the toadstools, and they all said, go to the castle. I mean, God. And she was like, what do I do? And then she kept talking to all of them, like, stop talking to them. They have nothing to say. She's like, no, I want to see what they have to say. I don't want to miss anything. They're all telling you, go to the fucking castle.
I wasn't there for that. I'm so sad
no,
I wasn't.
It was infuriating. Because then she was like, I hate this game. And then, like, a month later, I told her she sucked at Mario. And she got mad at me for months. Actually, I think I don't talk to her anymore. You better get a hold of yourself. Okay. I told you about this before.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
She was furious at me.
She was pissed.
No, I got mad because someone said if Mario was good, asked me if Mario Galaxy was good, and I said yes, and she's like, no, it sucked. I'm like, that's just because you sucked at it. She got so mad.
I know.
She got furious. She later blew it out of proportion and said that I was like walking around screaming like, oh, you suck, you suck. I probably should have. She was that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the good news is, during that story, I came up with the best ever.
Okay, that's good. But we're not done? Oh, wait, yes, we are.
Yes, we're done. That's the news.
I feel like there's something else I wanted to say.
Oh, please do, if you think of it.
Oh, do you see how they want people to name Puzzle Quest 2, or the Puzzle Quest expansion?
Really? I saw that one's coming, but I didn't really get all the details.
Yeah, they want you to go to the site and submit a name for it. Ooh. Which strikes me as weird, because you don't think it'd be that hard to come up with a name for a fantasy game.
I think it's a publicity thing.
I want to enter it. I went to the site. I couldn't figure it out. What do you think of Puzzle Quest 2 still puzzle questing after all these years?
Still questing for puzzles after all these years?
No, I guess. I was thinking, I don't know. I guess it takes place in the South. I was thinking, how about just Puzzle Quest Southern Expansion? Makes sense.
I guess.
Maybe people are going to think too much of like...
A bit literal.
Of like cotton fields. Stuff like that.
I don't know.
Puzzle Quest Southern Horizon. Horizons.
Ooh, that's fun.
Southern Horizons. There's four new elements. I mean, you can. I can do this all day. Puzzle Quest, the Arcanum Tome.
You should submit that. I bet it would win.
just a random combination of anything. We're looking for a name. I remember the people who were doing Fear. They were making Fear 2, and they did that. They picked a stupid name, Project Origin.
Yeah.
What does it even have to do with Fear?
Well, no. You know that whole deal there.
Yeah, I know why they had to.
They couldn't call it Fear.
I know they couldn't call it Fear, but couldn't they call it, like, Scary or something?
Fear stood for First Encounter Assault Recon.
Scary stands for stupid, crappy...
A.
A. Stupid, crappy...
And really yellow.
Okay, that was stupid. Let's just say it stands for stupid crappy.
Okay.
Okay. Stupid crappy AI No, the AI was good.
Yeah, AI was good in that game. That was
about
the best thing about it.
Did I ever tell you about the AOK Defense Defenders?
No.
It's an anime show that I made up.
Okay, this must be good.
Where these people fight through space and they save people, and they're
so original.
They're called the AOK Defense Defenders. What would be the acronym for that?
AOK.
No. A D D.
A O D D.
No. AOK. AOK is one
okay,
word.
Okay. ADD.
Get it?
Yeah.
All the enemy people, they always are crazy, like they're on ADD.
Oh, I get it.
I just thought the combination.
But if you make it, it's not an enemy.
I'll go to Japan and make
okay,
it. I didn't say I was making it. I just found the combination of the words defense defenders funny.
I do enjoy that part.
I mean, that'll never happen.
This has gotten so out of hand.
Remember Dr. Pepper's Crazy World Archaeological Adventures?
Sadly, yes.
That was my other show idea. What, you didn't like that? That show was awesome. Dr. Pepper, who was a cola archaeologist, would fly around the world with his parakeet sidekick Tailspin in search of cola artifacts. And he had friends like his retarded cousin Mr. Pibb and his old high school buddy the Fonz.
That just sounds fantastic.
Doesn't it? Come on. Okay, what's your best ever?
Okay.
I've digressed.
So we have both completed the Subspace Emissary mode.
Is that another Smash Brothers best ever?
No. But so that game did have some pretty crazy cinematics.
Oh, okay.
And so
best cinematics ever?
Yes, the best ever in-game cinematic. Or not in-game, like game. The best ever game cinematic.
Okay, coming to my head. I remember the opening cinematic for Final Fantasy XII was really cool.
I knew you were going to start with it.
I just remembered how cool that was.
It was very cool.
And, I mean, it was long, too. God. And I remember telling Chris, like, oh, man, the opening cinematic was amazing. He's like, I don't see what the big deal was. I'm like, what more do you want? There's, like, a parade and, like, a spaceship battle. And, I mean, Christ.
I know.
What else you got to do? I don't know. What else do you like? I'm trying to think.
I mean,
there's a lot of Final Fantasy ones.
Yeah. But, like, for me, I really, really like, for some reason, the CG intro cinematic to the World of Warcraft Burning Crusade expansion.
Yeah, that one's really good.
I just, like, I like the way how, like, they introduce the Draenei, because he's in, like, the shadows and stuff, and he steps forward into the light, and then, like, the Blood Elf is, like, all in, like, the light and stuff, and it gets real dark, and you're like, ooh, neat. They're backwards.
Remember in Diablo 2 when that Archangel, what was his name, Tyrael, fought Baal?
Which one did he fight?
Well,
I think it was
the
Ball.
Brother Destruction.
Okay,
whichever.
Yeah.
Bale. I don't know his sweet. Name. That was awesome. It looks a little weird now. I remember when I started playing Diablo 2 a little bit again.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Just because it used to be so cutting edge, all that.
Right, right.
Now it looks a bit more. Looks a bit stiff now.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy IX had some nice ones because that was like the only one that was really super fantasy ish. So it had like all these kind of high production cutscenes that like kind of had that whimsical touch to them.
Uh huh.
And, I mean, those cutscenes, they would still, I mean, you know, they those still look a lot better than most cutscenes people do today
right.
that aren't Square Enix. There's the one where, there's a couple where, like, Bahamut would attack, and you would summon Alexander, it was called. That was mm-hmm. a pretty cool one.
I was really, like, I kept getting you to watch it. I don't know if I ever did finally get you to sit down and watch it. There was the intro video for Wild Arms on PS1.
Oh, that's right. You want me to watch? Isn't that an anime thing?
It's animated, but it's still a cutscene.
I thought you won. Oh, okay.
No,
I thought we were talking about CG.
No, but remember, like,
remember,
it's just
okay.
Because I guess like it's just kind of a montage of what I'm assuming are cutscenes from the game itself. And I guess in Japan, it just played with kind of your typical J-pop.
Right.
When they brought it to America, some genius was like, "Wait, this game's a Western, so it has this kind of cool spaghetti Western with the whistling going." Like, playing in the background.
Right, that's cool.
It's really cool, actually.
That new Wild Arms came out. Do you have any...
XF.
It's not doing that
it's getting,
great.
Yeah, it's getting middling reviews. I signed up for a contest in Evil Avatar to win it,
well,
so
hey,
if I win it, I'll get it.
The opening for Metal Gear Solid 2 is memorable, because it had that awesome song. And
yeah, that was a good one.
And that was him... That's still, like that's still a very memorable image of him kind of landing with the stealth... With a camouflage armor.
Yeah, well, that's his entrance in
right,
Brawl.
Right, I mean, that's iconic.
And that's when we still thought he was the main character. We were all excited still.
Yeah, that was cool. Remember the transition scene from in Griffin Dango from year one to two?
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, where you start off, you're in Rubikava.
And mopping the floors, it pans all the way up to the night sky a year later. starts going back down the building. You notice now it says in the building, Calavera.
Right.
There's like Manny sitting on the balcony looking all sweet.
That was a good one there.
That's a great game.
Oh, man, I just feel like I'm going to forget about that. Oh, there's a lot from Kingdom Hearts that I like.
Right.
The opening thing from Kingdom Hearts 2 is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a couple of my favorites are... Actually, one of my favorites is that the when you beat the first Kingdom Hearts, the first... And this was actually the one... We had one on our version. It's like the secret trailer for the next Kingdom Hearts, whatever it was going to be.
Right.
But they got the extended one when they got the special version, you know, the final mix of Kingdom Hearts 1 in Japan. Mm-hmm. And that cutscene was really cool because that was like the dark hooded people with Keyblades, and they had two of them. And
there was someone that, like, frozen to death or something?
No, that's in the newer one. That's for the PSP one. That was at the end of Kingdom Hearts 2. This was the one that was basically the early trailer for Kingdom Hearts 2.
Okay.
And it was called Deep Dive. It was weird because it was just darker than Kingdom Hearts had been at that point.
Right, and so then Mickey really showed up in it.
Right. Mickey did show up. He tends to show up at the end of all of those.
Right.
I mean, a lot of it, it's always kind of been Square Enix and Blizzard at the cutting edge of these things. Yeah, those are the two
big names in CG in-game cinematics. I was trying to think of outside of even RPGs.
Yeah, I mean, RPGs are the extravagant things that usually... You know, have these cutscenes. Right. Remember the opening cutscene for Panzer Dragoon 1? That was a big deal at the time.
That was a huge deal, and they had their own language for it and everything. That was really cool.
They still use that language in Orta.
Saga.
Well, did they in Orta?
Yeah, they did in Orta too, I guess. But Saga, because like that whole game was voiced.
Yeah, that whole game was voiced in a different language.
That's pretty cool.
It's interesting. I wonder if they could have done it in English if they wanted to.
Probably.
I guess so. I guess I don't see why not.
Just made localization easier.
Yeah, it did. Oh, I like the opening. I liked the opening movie for Smash Brothers Melee a lot. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't remember it.
You can't remember it? It was the first trailer for the game.
I have the Brawl one so ingrained in my head. Oh, I remember it now.
You remember the pause?
Yeah.
It was intense. And that was, like, the first time we really saw a lot of those Nintendo characters in CG.
Yeah, like, that was the first time we ever saw Samus and Captain Elkins.
So this was brought up because of Subspace Emissary. What was your favorite cutscene from that?
Am I allowed to talk about it? Is this spoiler?
Oh, spoiler alert. I like the one...
I think the best one is when they do their multi-ship attack on Subspace.
That's so great. Yeah,
it's cool.
This giant ship comes out of Subspace, and they come to attack it on the Halberd, which is Meta Knight's ship. And Halberd gets destroyed. It's like, oh, no. But then four ships come out. Samus's ship. Samus's ship.
Olimar's.
Olimar's ship, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
A Star Fox R-Wing, and then a Captain Falcon ship.
Yeah, and it's great because, like, they all make this heroic, like, assault on the ship, and, like, Bowser's just like, and Ganon's like, attack. And then Kirby comes flying in his Dragoon thing, because they were a diversion. Blows the thing up. It's like everyone flies into subspace, and there's Olimar's ship barely making it.
I wonder
if I hear the engine sputtering.
I wonder who had to ride with Olimar.
Yeah. Damn it.
That's it. Oh, man. I love these mesh up things like Kingdom Hearts. And
I agree.
It's just fun.
They are
stuff.
A good time.
Oh, man. Am I forgetting anything?
I'm sure we are.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I think my favorite, just because it got me really excited for the game, like I said, would have to be the Burning Crusade cinematic. Just something about that gets me going. I'm really excited to watch it.
Yeah, no, that is a really good one. Just right now, I'm going to go ahead and say that Grim Fandango transition is my favorite. I just remember that one a lot.
It's a cool one.
It is a cool one. I bet if I thought about it some more, I'd think of something else.
Right.
But there you go. All right, that was fun. Well, all right, what we've been playing? We've been playing Smash Brothers.
Yeah, a lot of it.
A lot of it.
Almost to the exclusion of all else.
Yeah, I've starting to pick up on some characters like I want to play as, kind of main, you know. Surprisingly, I'm really liking Rob.
Yeah, which is funny, because like I said, when I first played him in Subspace, I didn't like him at all.
Right, but no, I mean, he's got a sick, sick aerial game.
Yeah, he does.
He'll kill you with his neutral A in the air. Mm-hmm. If you get, it's so good. If you're at like 130 about, he'll get you.
I think everyone likes Ike because he's just ridiculously
powerful. Ike's good. Ike is the newbie delight, I want to say. And I don't mean that negatively. Like, you can still be good with him earlier on, but in the beginning of the game, when you're trying out characters and everyone's kind of getting settled in, you will destroy as Ike.
Right. And I'm also, I'm really liking Snake.
Yeah, Snake's a lot of fun. I keep finding out like new tricks with Snake.
Yeah, that's why he's so cool. Like, he's very intricate to play as.
It's just if you're holding onto a grenade and you do a dodge roll, the grenade will drop.
Oh,
yeah, so you can really mess with people with that because you throw at one grenade, you drop another one, and they have nowhere to go.
Right. Game and Watch is surprisingly really good.
He's a lot better. They just made him faster. Like, his key now kind of his key attack spikes down.
His recover now floats.
Right.
And his back kick in the air. What's the official term for that?
The official term is bear.
Bear. Technically,
forward air attack, that's a fair. Backwards air attack is a bear.
Okay. Well, his down bear is really there. Good.
I like to call a bear switch in music.
And you call the forward ones what, monster truck?
No, that's...
But they're not all a monster truck.
No, that's just Ganondorf's.
Oh, really. It's just Ganondorf.
Ganondorf's backwards one is a monster truck, too, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Up in air is you air. I guess you call it yer, where.
Where and then dare.
Yeah, then, yeah. And neutral, and then there. Neutral air. These are the terms.
All right, cool. Yeah. Makes sense. Well, now I know.
Yeah, now you know. Now you're on your way. But I'm also liking Lucas a lot.
Yeah.
Just much more powerful than this. But, I've beaten Subspace Emissary. I think we both have.
Yeah, we both have beaten
Again, people kind of dogging that in the reviews. It seemed like such...
I enjoyed
it. Like, clean, simple fun to me.
Yeah, it really was. I had a blast.
There's nothing unpleasant about it at all.
I think a lot of people, too, have been complaining about the repetition involved with the maze.
I kind of thought the maze was interesting.
Yeah, well, you know what I realized, too? I was like, you know, I don't have to fight everything here. I'm just going to run through it.
Right, you don't... Yeah, I mean, it's not like, oh, God, fight everything.
Yeah.
I mean, people didn't complain when, like, Mega Man 2 had you fight all the bosses again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what it was. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool, the whole thing.
Did you enjoy the translation of the song?
I did enjoy that.
It's like, who knew the ending was in that song the whole time?
I know. It's like, we were all heroes then. Some of them were my friends. Some of them were my enemies. And when we fought, we shined even brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so awesome. that was a satisfying ending.
I've also been playing with the level creator now.
I've got too much of that.
I've got three levels in each of the three settings, and I actually think they're pretty solid levels.
Yeah,
like, you can make some surprisingly good stuff in there.
You can, because some of them are better than the real levels, because they can't kill you.
Right.
I've been doing a lot of, like, the challenges, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll say, go beat this event on hard, or... go get 3,000 coins and coin matches combined, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing those for fun. I gotta eventually beat Classic with every character and All-Star Mode with every character. That'll be a bit of a... That'll take a
while.
It was easier in the other game when there weren't as many characters.
Right.
And I don't know if, like... I think you have to, like Zelda Sheik. Like, you can't just beat it once. I think you have to beat it with Zelda. You have to beat it with Sheik.
Oh, man.
You have to beat it with Squirtle, Ivysaur.
Really?
Yeah, you might.
Jeez.
Maybe not. At least to get the trophies you do.
Hmm. That's crazy.
And I want those trophies.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, still, I love it.
I'll
keep playing it. I hope. Oh, man, I have so much work to do today. I want to play it. I have Raw at 9. I might record Raw. Okay. I've also been playing God of War, Chains of Olympus.
Yeah. So I played the demo last week, but you got the full game.
Right, I got the full game, and it's creepy. It's, like, scary how much it's, like, God of War.
Right.
I mean, I can't... The only thing that's awkward a little bit is dodge rolling, because you hold down L and R.
I almost liked it better.
I don't know. I don't hate it. I'm just saying it's almost a little awkward.
It's just
different. It's a little different. I mean, I don't know. It's just the only thing... It's the only time when I'm like, okay, they ran out of buttons.
Right.
Every other time I didn't even think that. I almost started thinking, why did they have so many buttons in the other one?
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know. Could you even control the camera in the other one?
No, there's never any camera control in the series. I think it works so well in the PSP.
Right. I mean, you know, it's all fun. At first, I was a little like, I was almost kind of having a hard time getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, you know, do I really want to do all this God of War stuff again? I mean, I'm opening up crates. I'm getting red orbs. And, you know, at first, when you don't have very many combos or magic spells or anything, you're just kind of spamming the square and triangle buttons. But, you know, the death does come there. You do some interesting things. The story kind of gets going. You know, as much as the God of War stories does. You know, I think the game isn't as stupid as God of War 2, which I like.
No, that's good.
And by that, I mean, like, God of War 2 was like, you turn a corner and, like, oh, there's Prometheus. And look over there, it's Perseus. Let's go kill him. And, you know, I mean, it's, like, it's almost, it was just almost too much.
It's gratuitous.
Yeah, it was just like you're running into every single famous Greek. I was like, oh, for Christ's sakes. I mean, it's almost good that they use them all up and now they have to go to, like, obscure things.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, I'm like, thank God. Now we're talking about Morpheus and stuff, who people probably didn't know was anything beyond a Matrix character. So, I mean, I'm thankful for that, because God of War 2, it did get a little stupid at times, right. I thought.
And we have confirmation that 3 is coming.
Shocking. Well, it's on the back of the...
Yeah. Who knew?
I hope that's more than just God of War again. Probably won't be.
Yeah.
I will say that the little... The buttoned time sequences things, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're losing their appeal.
Yeah,
they might need to think about.
No, like I said, not even bothering. I never encountered them in the demo. I don't know how far you've gotten, but have you gotten to where you need to do like half circles with the nub?
The very first time, I failed miserably at it, but I've gotten the hang of it. You get the hang. Yeah, that's good. It's a little weird, but you get, you know, you just got to take your time. You can't do it too fast, or you'll never do it. You just got to slow it down. Do you play anything else besides Smash Bros.?
No, this is sort of a game. I'm a very big fan of Catan on the Xbox 360. I don't think I've talked about much in the podcast. But yesterday, I was actually over at friends, and his brother has the actual board game Settlers of Catan with the six-player expansion, so six of us played a game of that. And it was really, really awesome.
I played Catan for real my freshman year of college. Before I really even knew what it was, I had to learn it on the fly.
Right.
Did you come close to winning? I mean, you should have had a huge advantage.
I had 9 points to 10 to the win.
Okay, I kind of forgot the scoring system for a second.
I lost because in the last round, my buddy Jim, he built two road pieces to take the longest road, then built a settlement and immediately upgraded it to a city. So we got like 4 points in one turn, and I was like, whoa.
Right.
That was his first time even hearing what the game was. He picked up on it very quickly.
Right.
He really liked it.
Well, that's good. Why don't we talk about the game releases?
All right, downloads. Wii Virtual Console saw two previously Japan-only games. The first one's Doremi Fantasy, Mylon's Doki Doki Adventure for the Super Nintendo.
This is apparently a really good platformer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about these games. I've never heard of them in my life.
It's supposed to be really good. I saw it. It's almost kind of... It's just in gameplay. You kind of have a wand that shoots bubbles out, so it's kind of like Bubble Bobble.
Huh.
Kind of. But it looks very pretty. You know, it's interesting. I don't think these are like import games, and they mean that. Like, it's not even translated.
Right, it's just the Japanese ROM.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Puyo Puyo 2.
Sue. T-S-U-U.
And it's Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine / Kirby's Avalanche.
Yeah.
/ Puyo Puyo.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a fun enough game.
Mm-hmm. So Xbox Live Arcade saw two games I didn't play. Bliss Island. I don't know what that is. And Content Brain Challenge. It's a Brain Age knockoff.
Okay. I saw that. What, Doom and something else, the price were going down.
Doom and Assault
Heroes.
From
800 points to 400 points.
Yes.
I kind of feel silly that I paid $10 for Doom.
I do too.
Oh, well.
We played it for a day. It was fun.
GameTap, oh.
Well, PlayStation Network has no new games, just some demos and content.
Wait, is Sam and Max Season 2 really on the fourth episode already?
Yep, they chug right along.
I didn't know it was that far.
I really need to play
those. How many episodes are in a season?
Six.
They're almost done with the second season?
Yeah, they're halfway through.
More than halfway through, apparently.
So yeah, Sam and Max came out, and a game called Iron Warriors for the Windows. You're a tank commander in Yugoslavia during the Bosnian-Serbia-Croatian War.
Sounds exciting.
Yep.
At least it's not World War II.
For reals games.
Okay, this is the reals games. I didn't know Rainbow Six Vegas 2 is coming out this soon.
Yeah, it's been March kind of 18th. Under the radar, but I've been reading a little bit on it.
It has been kind of under the radar. Yeah. People don't seem that excited.
They're fully integrating co-op play into the story now. You could play co-op through the single player, but it kind of cut all the story before. But now that's not the case. Although it's only two player instead of four, but there is like a side co-op thing for four people.
I bet we can have some fun with co-op on this.
Yeah, and another cool thing they're doing, too, is in the last game, you got to create your multiplayer character and level it up and everything, kind of before Call of Duty 4 really did it. And they're going to make it now. Your character is persistent through single-player and multiplayer, which is cool, because like I really wanted to get all this cool unlockable stuff for my guy. I just never played enough of it to get all that. But honestly, like I have Rainbow Six Vegas, the original. I never play it that much, but when I do, like, just for kicks, throw it in and play it online, I have a blast with it.
Did you play that much of the single-player campaign?
I got about halfway through it.
But I mean, like, is it fun? Because I didn't try it at all. You think it's something it I is, would like?
You might.
Is it, is it? Is it? Is it like? I know the early games were real big on the whole squad thing. Is it squatty?
No, it's much it's more streamlined for console. I mean, it's literally point at the door and push A and then pick if you want
okay,
to
cause I don't
kick
like,
it down or
I don't like
blow
squad
it open.
Controlling. I mean, when I tried to play those early Rainbow Six games,
it's this is much more simple. And the way they do cover in the game is really cool, where you're playing first person, but then when you squeeze up to the wall you want to take cover on, hold the L trigger, it pulls the camera out the third person, you see your guy. And I assume they'll do this again. Multiplayer in the first game with that character you made, you can use the vision camera to take a picture of your face and it would make it your character.
Right.
And it's really cool to like pull that camera back. And it's like, hey, look, there's me like in SWAT gear getting ready to shoot a guy.
That's good. You know, I kind of get annoyed when like action-heavy FPSs don't have cover anymore.
Yeah, it's
like
it's,
that's the thing. I couldn't get into Halo very mm-hmm. well.
That's understandable. Resistant.
That's why I'm kind of excited for Killzone 2, because that does have that.
Right.
You do have cover. But like I said, action-heavy, like BioShock doesn't really
You know what
cover.
Does, too? Army of Two.
Well, maybe Army of Two is fun.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe it is. This is cool. Ninja Gaiden, Dragon Sword for the DS, March 20th. I really want to get this eventually. I don't know if I'll be ready for another action game on the go.
Right.
But I played the demo. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Condemned 2 Bloodshot, PS3, March 20th. People have been saying good things about the game.
Yeah, they said the combat's actually really solid in it.
Sega Superstars Tennis for PS2, 360, Wii, PS3, and DS, March 18th. It's apparently a lot like Virtua Tennis, not as much like Mario Tennis.
But I heard it does have a tennis mini game that's basically a choo-choo rocket. But to like move things around, you're hitting tennis balls into the spots. And they say it's actually really cool.
Well, there you go. I mean, it has a weird assortment of characters.
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to see, Ooh La La and Beat again, but I didn't think it would be a tennis game.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these people haven't even been around since the Dreamcast.
Yeah, so it's nice to see they're not forgotten, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. They'll bring them out to pair them with Sonic. Metal Gear Solid, the Essential Collection, PS2. This is kind of cool. Yep. I think me and Chris are going to spring for this. How much is it going to be?
Probably $30, I think.
The whole thing?
I think. Let's see.
No.
Check prices.
No. Oops. And it... Now, are these the Substance and Subsistence versions?
I believe so.
It better at least be from Metal Gear Solid 3.
There you go,
$30.
Oh,
my. Holy hell. No way.
Way.
Wait us. Are you kidding me?
$30.
For Metal Gear Solid 1, 2... No, wait a second. Now I'm worried. It says Metal Gear Solid 2 Director's Cut, and then just Metal Gear Solid 3.
There's no way it would not be Subsistence.
I gotta find out right now. What's the next thing? Find out what it is and talk about.
Let me just scramble.
Talk about Hot Shots Golf.
Okay, so Hot Shots Golf Out of Bounds on the PS3. I played Hot Shots Golf, the first one that came on PSP.
I never played one.
I think it's the same people who make Mario Golf as well. It must be, because they play exactly the same. It uses more of the classic click meter as opposed to Essentials. As opposed to the kind of Tiger Woods analog swinging. And, I mean, they're just really fun games. I guess this one, they used to have these super deformed characters, and they give them more realistic proportions, but that's, but it's like they just stretched them. So I heard it looks a little strange. But it should be fun. One funny thing, in the Japanese version of this game, this has been out in Japan for a while, the online play, you couldn't just, get a friend, go online, and let's play around. You had to reserve a tee time in a few hours into the future, and then report back for your tee time. You couldn't just go and play it.
That's strange.
Which was the most asinine thing ever. I don't know why they did that. Because you can imagine being like, "Hey, come on out tonight. I got a tee time at 8:00 for Hot Shots." I don't see why that had to be, that way. But oh well.
Oh man, Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence.
And Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance.
Holy hell. And it's interesting because I liked Twin Snakes, but apparently it gets crapped on by the fans. So I think it would be interesting to just play the original.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be hard not having that first-person mode, I have to say.
Right.
A little weird. Okay. By the way, real quick, didn't they make a 360 game, the Hot Shots Golf people, that had a different name? Because I remember there was a 360 game.
Golf?
Yeah. And couldn't you – wasn't it Capcom? There's another golf game where you had to form people. I remember they were talking about how, Outlaw Golf or something like that.
Outlaw Golf wasn't the form. That was sort of realistic.
Okay, no. But like Chun, you could look like Chun Li or Jill Valentine, I think.
Really?
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Well, don't worry about it.
There's a Konami one that had like some DOA characters in it.
No, I don't know. It's not worth it. Okay.
All right, let's see.
Samurai Warriors 2, Extreme Legends with an X. PS2, March 18th.
They've stooped to that now.
There's nothing extreme about samurais.
No.
I hate ninjas, pretty much. Yeah, Ninja Gaiden's okay, but ninjas are usually, they're so boring.
They're too generic.
They're always like, oh, honor and my father. That's like exactly what they're like.
True.
Who cares?
True.
Wait a second. No. Okay, first off, Pro Evolution Soccer 2008 for the Wii, March 18th. It's like winning 11. What the hell is this? Worms, a space oddity. Did you hear about this?
Never once.
March 17th. I thought I would have heard something about a Worms game coming to the Wii.
Right.
I guess no one cares.
Apparently not.
This franchise too? Lost in Blue 3 for the DS, March 18th. They're still making these games?
What is it?
You ever heard of those before?
I've heard of them.
They're like, you're like stuck on an island? That's all I know about them.
Oh, just survival. I thought it was survival horror. I was reading and I was like, this doesn't look horror. No. It's just survival game. Oh, okay.
Yes, people need to stop going back to that island.
Yeah.
Karaoke Revolution presents American Idol Encore, PS3.
The 360 version's out already, I think.
It's karaoke, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Simon makes fun of you.
Speaking of karaoke, SingStar 90s.
Yep.
30 tracks, PS2, March 18th. Dance Online, March 17th, PC. It's a dancing MMO. What the hell is this?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
Oh, we got to be... What's the dance troupe from Penny Arcade? We should like get this game and make like the clan.
I don't know. I'd come with something else. Dance Online. Is this like Step It Up, the MMO?
Oh, we can only hope.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Step or it Bring up. It On or Push It Forward.
Step It Up,
or...
Step It Up to the Streets. Still stepping up after all these years.
Whatever terrible okay. thing they came up with.
Fantasy Aquarium, March 17th, DS. It looks like a Nintendogs or a buffalo with aquariums.
Killer whales. I had a really bad dream about a killer whale last night.
I really don't care.
Okay.
Diary Girl for the DS, March 18th.
It's an electric journal. Okay.
You know. See, now, isn't... You know, if, like, Nintendo made, like... Nintendo Journal.
God.
You know?
Oh,
I feel
no.
bad for these
Stop
people.
Stop the Press's EGM cover story.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
But, you know, Diary Girl, who cares?
Designed by Miyamoto. Oh, my God.
All right, let's look at 411 real quick. I always like looking at Derek Robbins, the 10th Hour's top 10 list. He has the top 10 most underappreciated games.
We'll be the judge of this.
I'll see. Because sometimes people think games are underappreciated, but they get appreciated quite enough.
Yeah.
I'm Jeremy Lammy.
Hate this game.
You do hate this game.
Okay. I rented this game. Its difficulty was derived from doing things that made no sense. Like, you had to play this song with a pilot next to you, and he got hit in the head, so he kept going between being dizzy and being flashback to when he was, like, a World War II pilot or something. So it would go from, like, this, like, march tempo to then when he goes dizzy. It didn't have a tempo. It was just like...
Yeah. And I think our sense of rhythm in rhythm games is pretty good.
Yeah, that game was... Ugh.
I don't know. I'd like to try. I liked Parappa the Rapper 2 a lot.
Yeah, Parappa's fine. Just
My God. Yes.
I agree.
Yes. Rocket Knight Adventures.
Those two games were so good.
Put this on number one.
Those games were fantastic.
Yes. Yes. Like, best platformers ever.
Rocket Knight and Sparkster. Oh, my God. Such good games.
Apparently, there was an SNES one.
There was?
Yeah, and it was the same kind of thing, but a different game. It wasn't a port of one of the other ones, too. So I think there are three of these, really.
We need to find that ROM.
Well, I want to play the other ones. Oh, man. These
Rocket Knight.
Eventually, these games will be coming out on thing.
Hopefully. These games were so good.
Who made this?
Who did make it?
Konami.
Oh, really? Oh, then that probably will come out on Virtual Console.
Gunstar.
I think that gets what it deserves.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I mean, it's fun. And I understand that it was never a big hit, but I mean, you know, it's
Contra.
It's Contra-ish.
I mean, what more can you do?
I mean, it should be pretty excited that it kind of has its sort of called classic status. You know, it's okay with that.
I think that's just right.
Yeah. Yes,
Mischief Makers.
Oh man,
help me, Marina.
This game was awesome. It's so weird.
I know it was.
I remember what I was when I played this game. I was 11 because it asked you to put in your age.
Oh, yeah.
I was 11. Christ, that was
game.
10 years ago. I got real close to the end, but I got to like this boss I couldn't beat.
Oh,
I was
really?
Really close. I hope that'll come to Virtual Console.
Yeah, that was a cool game. It had like the way the C buttons were like the dashes.
Right. I thought this was Treasure.
Yeah.
Treasure did so much stuff. For some reason. Yeah, wait. Treasure made Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, they did the Gunstar and the.
I kind of thought Rocket Knight Adventures may have been a Treasure.
It had kind of that veneer to it. But Beyond Good and Evil.
Real quick, Treasure also made Dynamite Heady, which was fantastic. Mm. And that Ronald McDonald game, that was also like Dynamite Heady. Yeah, Beyond Good and Evil. I mean, it borderline almost gets so much. It's almost like an obvious choice because people are always talking about Beyond Good and Evil.
But that's a great game.
But it was good. It was really good. It got overlooked. Aiko, you know, Aiko gets a lot of love.
Yeah, it just. I think honestly, the biggest problem that game had was its box art was awful.
Yeah, but did it even, like, sell that poorly?
I don't know.
Like, I know.
I can't find it anywhere.
I'm sure it probably didn't do great, but I mean, what were they expecting
for
Aiko? I like Shadow of the Colossus more.
I do too.
Aiko's a fun game. Mm-hmm. Psychonauts. Again, it's like, yeah, I like it a lot, but it's
appreciated enough to the core gamer group, I think.
Yeah, it gets so much appreciation these days. Like, Tim Schafer, like, he didn't make a lot of money off it, but, like, his name, like, his status almost got elevated because of it.
Right, right. It proved that his studio was viable.
Right.
That was his first game.
You know, this always confuses the hell out of me. Killer 7. Now, there was anticipation for this game when it was coming out. Then it came out and it got bad reviews. And now everyone talks about how awesome it was.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be pretty bad.
No, but I hear all the time how awesome it was now.
Yeah.
So, like, what happened?
I don't know.
It's like when everyone said that.
Everyone seems to think this would be a good way. It's basically a light gun game. You just move forward and backwards on rails and then shoot stuff.
Like, everyone thought Black and White was good, and then we realized later it was bad. It's like the reverse of that.
Yeah. Now, why is this guy's name Suda51?
It's kind of
cool.
What
is that? What's 51?
I'm sure it's explained. What, you going to get mad about it?
I don't know. It's just dumb. He's
please.
All caps. Whatever.
Oh, get over it.
Fine.
I want to try it someday. God Hand. This is another game that got bad reviews.
That first-person fighter?
Yeah, but I heard people defend, too.
And that picture's awful.
I think it's amusing, the guy punching a guy through his face. This was Clover's last game. It's weird, too, because it came out not very long after Okami at all.
Right.
But it was Clover's last game, a bit of a financial disaster. But, I mean, so was... Okami didn't do very well in Japan.
Yeah, I got a guess for number one, actually. Let's see if I'm right.
What, Okami?
How much you want to bet?
No.
Oh, no.
Earthbound.
What is this? Oh, Earthbound. Well, how could it not be? Did it come out here? I guess that's the one
Earthbound
that did.
Didn't come out here.
Yeah.
Mother 2?
Right.
You know, for the life of me, I could never get into Earthbound.
Yeah, we rented it.
I rented it several times. I played the ROM a couple times. I mean, I just can't get into it.
Yeah.
And
I don't like the visual style doesn't do it for me.
It doesn't do for me. And just like the very simplistic old school Dragon Quest battle system. It's just, it turns me off a little bit. I'm sure there's a game with a lot of charm there.
Right.
I just want to say, I think his favorite, the best choice he made was Rocket Star Knights.
Yes.
That was fantastic. That made the list. Good work, Derek. And elsewhere, we got the game plan by James McGee, the greatest video game villains. Well, let's see who he talked about this week. I guess I got to click in. What was that?
Are those Tusken Raiders?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's
talking about Star Wars stuff. We didn't read this article yet.
Which Star Wars game is this?
It's Knights of the Republic.
Is it Knights of the Republic? Well, who's the bad guy then? Dark Malak?
Yeah.
This was probably Dark Malak. Right?
Well, quit moving around. I could read it.
Well, I'm not going to wait for you to read it. You go, everyone go read on your
own. I wrap the villain series. I was reading that.
I'm not, no, we're done. Okay, people can go there themselves and find out what it is.
Okay, fine.
PC Centric Extravaganza by Chris Evans. That's the PC column talking about piracy. It's still an important subject.
Mm-hmm.
4-on-1 Games, Fact or Fiction, talking about Metal Gear Solid 4 disc space things that came up last week.
Oh, that thing where they said it barely fit on a Blu-ray?
We talked about that last
week.
Disgaea. Disgaea, DS, Gran Turismo 5, Prologue.
Did you see the screenshots for Disgaea 3 on the PS3?
No, how's it look?
It looks stupid because...
What do you mean it looks stupid?
Because it's still like the thing, you know, 3D backgrounds, 2D sprites, and like the backgrounds like these crisp 1080p things, and it's like the sprites lifted right out of the PS2 game. They look all fuzzy and completely out of place.
If sprites look bad?
Yeah.
They didn't, sprites aren't HD?
No, they didn't. And then, like, they did, like, some interview, too, where they said the reason they made that a PS3 game was because the high-res sprites wouldn't fit in the PS2, but they look exactly the same as the PS2
Maybe
ones.
They look better in motion.
I don't know.
All right. Well, okay, I think that about wraps it up.
Ah, we got a long one this week, finally.
Well, we talked about...
There's a lot of random crap.
Yeah, there's something we talked about about the NPDs for a long time, I remember.
Grand Theft Auto. We went on a tangent about that.
And I started talking about my made-up TV shows.
Yeah.
And you got real excited about Jill sucking at Mario.
Oh, I thought you were going to say. She's not listening.
They're definitely not listening to the end of the podcast. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. You can check out our blog at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. And see you next week.
Bye.